Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us. Today on the program, we're going to hear all about the car show coming up. The Holy Smokes Car Show supports seminary and education. Father Sean Haggerty, who is the founder of the whole thing, tells us how it got started, tells us the details of the day. Please stick around. It'll be a good interview for you to hear. Gene Young will have news for us in just a bit. First, the readings for this Sunday. Brianna Wingen with the first and second reading, and Father Darren Schmidt with the gospel.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living. For he fashioned all things that they might have being, and creatures of the world are wholesome, and there is not a destructive drug among them, nor any domain of the netherworld on earth, for justice is undying. For God formed man to be imperishable, the image of his own nature he made him. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world, and they who belong to his company experience it. The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as you excel in every respect in faith, discourse, knowledge, all earnestness, and in the love we have for you, may you excel in this gracious act also. For you know the gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Not that others should have relief while you are burdened, but that, as a matter of equality, your abundance at the present time should supply their needs, so that their abundance may also supply your needs, that there may be equality. As it is written, whoever had much did not have more, and whoever had little did not have less. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please, come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus, came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Gene Young.
Thanks, Jerry. In the news this morning, the new Mater Ecclesia Monastery located on the campus of the Cathedral of St. Joseph is now complete, and the Perpetual Adoration Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament have moved in and taken up residence. Before the monastery's cloister was closed, the faithful of the diocese visited and saw the sisters' new home during a series of open houses and tours of the facility. Other events which commemorated the historic move included the celebration of Holy Mass and consecration of the altar to Jesus the High Priest, and the celebration of Holy Mass and blessing of the monastery and enclosure of the monastery. Financial support of the sisters, their ministries, and their life in monastery residence is still welcomed and encouraged. For more information on ways to support the sisters, you can contact them at 605-336-2374 or at adoratrices@sfcatholic.org. You can also read and see more about the new monastery in the July edition of the Bishop's Bulletin in homes across the diocese right now or shortly, and online at www.sfcatholic.org. In other news, Republicans failed this week to advance a bill on immigration before Congress takes a summer break, unable to get enough votes from their own party to back it, even as public outcry grows over family separation at the border and other immigration issues. The proposal, which had been called a compromise bill by Republicans, would have provided some respite to youth brought to the country illegally as minors, as well as some $25 million in funding for part of a wall along the border with Mexico, which President Donald Trump desperately wants. But the House of Representatives, in 121 to 301 vote, solidly showed the lack of consensus among lawmakers, even in the majority Republican House. 112 Republicans voted against the bill, and 121 Republicans voted in favor of it. No Democrats voted for the bill. The bill addressed keeping together parents and children detained for crossing the border illegally, and some are still urging Congress to take up that issue separately before going on break for the 4th of July recess this week. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced this week, the last day of the Supreme Court's current term, that he is retiring July 31st. Less than an hour later, President Donald Trump said he would move quickly to nominate a replacement, saying he would review a list of candidates from the list he had to fill the seat now held by Justice Neil Gorsuch after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Kennedy is one of five Catholic justices on the Supreme Court, along with Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Sonia Sotomayor. Rumors about his retirement have been around for a while. Kennedy, who turns 82 in July, is the second oldest member of the court after Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is 85. He is also the longest-serving justice currently on the court, appointed in 1988 by President Ronald Reagan. A California native, Kennedy took over the family law practice in 1963, the year his father died. That same year, he married Mary Davis. The couple has three children. The Parish Twinning Program of the Americas, which is dedicated to establishing long-term twinning relationships between Catholic parishes in the U.S. and parishes in Haiti and Latin America, will host its 2018 National Conference and 40th Anniversary Celebration in Nashville in August. The program theme is "One Are We, the Blessings of Twinning," and organizers are hoping to attract people involved in twin parishes and ministries from across the country, as well as those hoping to establish a twin parish relationship. With a look at the news from this past week, I'm Gene Young reporting from the Bishop's Bulletin Newsroom.
Very good, Gene. Thanks so much. Let's move on to our interview. This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by Father Sean Haggerty, who is the Director of Vocations for the Diocese of Sioux Falls and the newly named pastor of St. Lambert's. Like, you didn't already have enough going on, Father.
Yes, the Lord blesses those whom he loves. And so I'm very excited to be the pastor of St. Lambert's and continue with vocations. And we do have also a new addition to the vocations office.
Yeah, we could talk about that too.
Yeah. Father Jordan Sampson. So he'll be the assistant vocations director. So just to kind of name that out there as well with some of the changes.
He is the director at the Newman Center in Aberdeen.
Correct.
And so probably geographically that works out pretty well too.
Yeah, you know, he can meet up with candidates and help promote vocations up in the north, as I'll be down in the south. And truly a collaboration of working together. I'll still be the director, I imagine, for a few years down the road here yet, but we're working together on it and see what God continues to do, how He continues to bless.
Lots of good stuff going on, and that's actually why we asked you to come in today. The Holy Smoke Car Show, now in its third year?
It is in its third year.
It's coming up.
It's hard to believe. It's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity.
There you go. It's coming up July 21st. Let's just get that out there right away so people get it on their calendar. But I want to go back, even though it's in its third year, I want to go back, Father, and talk about where in the world did this idea come from to have a car show that supports seminary and education?
Well, it started out really, we had 31 seminarians, which is most we had in a very, very long time for seminarians, say back to the 60s almost. And so the finances were really tight. And so we thought, what can we do to make sure that we can provide for these seminarians? And then I thought I always envisioned myself doing some kind of a fundraiser with cars, because I grew up with old cars. My older brothers had, you know, Trans Ams and Camaros and Challengers and Chargers and the old originals. And now they're all retro made now. You know, they got the same body style, but they're made modern nowadays. But so I grew up with all of that, and I enjoy working on cars. So I thought, you know, maybe I can use that gift that God's given me to help raise money for seminarians, seminarian education, and so that's how it all got born.
And the name Holy Smoke, I'm curious about that too.
Well, you know, when I first thought of the idea, I came to the Knights of Columbus at Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And that's where I first started out as a priest, and I presented the idea to them about this is what I envisioned for a fundraiser. And we'd like your help on it, and you let me know. And Heath Dickelman from the Knights there, also a Knights agent, insurance agent, and whatnot, he called me and says, "Father, we're in." And then we said, "We got to think of a name. I can't think of a name. You know, I've been trying to think of some kind of catchy name. I can't think of it." And Heath goes, "How about Holy Smoke?" I said, That's it. That's perfect.
Do you use a little incense the day of, by the way, just in case to get a little Holy Smoke going?
Yeah. We wanted to do a little burning rubber, but the insurance agent said we couldn't do that.
Those darn agents. They'll stop you from having the fun. So the cars come from just a variety of places?
Yes. We have had cars travel all the way actually from Minneapolis, St. Paul, to Aberdeen, South Dakota, or Huron, or Watertown. Down Vermilion area, we've had cars from all around, really the area, come on down for the event to support seminary and education. So
it's kind of a cool thing. Car shows are, and I suppose you can apply it to tractors or anything else, that people enjoy working on them and having them and showing them, and other people enjoy seeing them. And so it works out pretty well.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's an appreciation. It's really an art in many ways. I mean, there's a lot of labor and love that goes into it. A lot of detail that goes into it. And so the craftsmen really appreciate that piece to it. And they do want to, you know, share with what they've been working on for several hours, you know, and days and years even for some of these projects.
Yeah.
And then we, the common person, it really enjoys it. One, it kind of takes you down memory lane again. Mm-hmm. I know when we did the blessing of the cars before the cathedral cruise, we have the cars lined up in front of the cathedral early in the morning for those who want to partake in that part of the car show, and the bishop was there, and he blessed the cars, and he just enjoyed looking at all the cars. He's like, it was like going back to being a kid again, like going back to my childhood.
Yeah,
and just brought back a whole bunch of memories, and was such a beautiful blessing that he was kind of surprised by.
So you get them all the way back, do you? You get like even like Model A's and Model T's.
Yeah,
and
we've had some Model T's come on out, and I mean it's there's an award at the car show for the seminarians pick their favorite car, and they pick like a 1923. It was like an old bus back then, you know. It was like made out of wood and all kinds of stuff. And the seminarians thought they could take that on trips, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, no, I don't think it could get too far. So
if you're listening this morning and you have a car that you'd think, gosh, I got to come show that, you can still do that?
Yes. We definitely come to holysmokecarshow.org, and you can register your car online, or you can just show up the day of as well. And, you know, the registration is $35, and that'll include your meal. You'll also get a t-shirt as well. And all those proceeds go to support seminarian education. You know, we say these seminarians, they want to go out and spread the gospel, but they need a lift.
So, there you go.
So bring your car on down, give them a lift to help them spread the gospel on four wheels.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning, the apostles used their 2 feet, and that's kind of how they spread the gospel. But in today's modern world, We have our four wheels that enable us. And priests spend a lot of time in their cars. I'm not sure people really realize that, but particularly the ones who might have two or three parishes, they're doing about two or three times more mileage a year than what the normal person does. So
I think it's also cool, and people might be surprised because they always seem to be surprised when priests have interests outside of their faith life.
Yes,
that you have a fascination with cars, a love of cars. I know you do because yes. I see you pull up in different sorts of vehicles, yeah. different days of the week.
Yes.
But to share that and to help people know that too, that's okay.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's Christ became man. In humanity, and he redeems all things, and he really blesses all things, and so we submit everything under the Lord. That's kind of one of the reasons why we do the blessing of the cars and the vehicles and whatnot, is a kind of a way of giving everything back to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what and all of our gifts, God gives us gifts. You know, it's Saint Therese of Lisieux. She's a little flower. She talks about, you know, there's many different flowers, and there's like roses and lilies, and then there's me. I'm this little flower, you know. And she's like, I'm going to offer what God has blessed me with, how He's blessed me with all my talents, etc. I'm gonna honor God in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, with our past, our history of how we grew up, you know, I got some seminarians who grew up as farmers, you know,
right?
And or maybe woodworking or things of that nature. And to not just say, well, I need to get rid of my past. I need to get rid of my gifts. And that's a esoteric way of looking at holiness. It's really integrating Christ in and through all things and redeeming all things and really submitting all things under his patronage. And so too, for those who are listening, because sometimes too, you can get involved in your cars and it almost becomes all consuming. You know, like there's a lot of hobbies that are out there for people, whether it's fishing or hunting or, exercise or whatever it may be. There's tons of things people can get overly involved with, shopping. And it's really taking whatever it is and submitting it before Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what, so it's an opportunity for car guys to really let God bless what they do and really to put it in its right order, subordinate it to the Lord and bringing it before Him. So.
Yeah, and some of them may never have thought that doing that would actually help seminary and education. So that's really cool that it ties that all together.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so it's a great blessing. You know, I mean, we do have the fishing tournaments too for
yep.
seminary education, which we do at the very beginning of the summer. And so we had up in Big Stone and up in Pier, as you've talked about before on other shows. But again, another example of taking a common thing or a common hobby and really using that to bring God's glory into the world. So
and talk about it from the perspective of the seminarian who gets to witness this, who gets to see all this happen in support of their desire to discern the Lord's will in their life.
Yeah, I'm mindful of your nephew, actually, Tony Klein.
He's not a nephew, but I'll tell you, he's a godson, so I'll take him.
Oh, godson, there you go, perfect.
Yeah,
but you know, he's actually on his 30-day silent retreat right now, which we'll be praying for Tony. Last year, I had him on the car show committee, and he always have two seminarians on the committee with mm-hmm. us. It was about a committee of 10 of us that run the car show, and I have those guys on it, and just hearing Tony share at the end of it all of, he didn't realize this, all the support and just how taken back he was with it all, and really realized too, like how much work it really is to put on this event and how much work is being done on his behalf. So that he can go to seminary, so that he can not have to worry about the finances of his education, and so just a great appreciation and a certain sense of a deep sense of being loved by God through His people.
Yeah, it's very humbling, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm sure you experience that. You know, certainly when you're in the seminary, but and certainly probably even more so after ordination, you get that sense of the love that people have for you because of who you are as a person, and also who you are as a priest of the Lord.
Yes. I mean, as a priest, you represent a lot more than just yourself, you know, and people do have a great appreciation for the priesthood and all that entails. And it's really a great gift to be able to be that person and to have that kind of support. You know, it is humbling too with some of the sponsorships we've received from some people that, you know, it's people I've known a long time ago or people that we don't know at all. And they just come on over and give us a couple $1,000s just to support seminary and education. It's really very humbling thing to be a part of. And two, just to kind of realize the event's kind of bigger than just us.
Yeah.
You know, there's something bigger than just what we're doing. And to kind of enter into that and be a part of that. So that's kind of the key thing. So it's kind of easy to get into the minutia of, well, we got to do this and that, and et cetera. But there's something bigger that's going on. And the people love their seminarians, they love their priests, and they want to support that. And so to kind of be able to just receive that.
Yeah. We're talking about the Holy Smoke Car Show. It's coming up July 21st. Anything we talk about this morning, I suspect you can find more detail and registration and the schedule for the day, all of that at the website. It's holysmokecarshow.org. Check that out. We'll give that again before we're done this morning. The day has a lot of elements, doesn't it? It's not just the car show. There's more to it.
Yes. I would like to tell you a little bit about what's going on at this awesome, amazing event. I really like to say it's like a Catholic block party, really. It's not just really a car show. It's really a great event for Catholic families to bring their children, grandparents to bring their grandkids, young adults to connect with one another as Catholics. It's really a time of community, a time of connecting, gathering together as the body of Christ.
I like that block party idea. It really is, and it's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, it has three phases, basically.
Okay.
So people can kind of be part of all three phases if they want during the day, or they can go to just one of them. The very beginning, we start out with what's called a cathedral cruise. So we have, this is probably the fewest participants of the day. It's bright and early. They get up at the cathedral, park on Duluth Avenue there in front of the cathedral. There's mass going on at the cathedral after mass. People come on out, and then they see the cars. The bishop blesses the cars, and then off they go, and then they race off to, they don't race, but they... But they go off to...
Under controlled speed, they leave.
Yes, yeah. They do obey the speed limit. But they go off to five different parishes in Sioux Falls area.
Okay.
And then they get their little stamp from their kids posted at each of the parishes, and they're giving stamps on their card. And after they get all five stamps, they submit their card, and then they can win a certain amount of proceeds from those who entered into the cruise.
Cool.
So, anywhere from maybe $100 to $500 they can win on the actual cruise. So it starts out with that kind of a fun thing. So it's about an hour, 2 hour commitment of coming in and bringing your old car and going for a cruise early in the morning. And then after that, we have the actual car show that begins. Registration begins around 10:30 a.m. on that morning at the Agorman High School.
So you can do the cruise if you choose. If you choose not to do the cruise, you can just go right to the car show.
Yes.
As an entrant.
So people can go to the cruise if they want, and then they go home afterwards if they want to, or they can go right to the high school at the end of the cruise.
Yep.
And basically get their car all put and registered and parked and whatnot. And then we've got, while we're there, you've got Look's Meat Market. We got their burgers all donated to us. I mean, it's going to be great lunch, awesome food. We have a big, huge tent out in the parking lot. I mean, it's just humongous. It can fit tons of people underneath that. You have plenty of shade. There's silent auction going on inside. There's inflatables for the kids, like a fun zone, and face painting for kids. And there's like those little pedal cars. If you remember those little pedal cars you can ride on, like little kids can, you know?
Yep.
And we had pictures of that. That was just so cute. Those kids are just so cute on those little pedal cars. Moving around, they kind of pretend like, you know, they're like their mommy
they're
and
doing
daddy.
The cruise. Yeah.
Driving around, you know. And then there's trophies as well. At the end of the car show, we have, I believe it's 17 different classes. And we've got about five different special awards. The seminarians get to pick their car they like the best, which they call the Peter's Pick.
Yep.
And then the car they like the least, called Judas's Jalopy.
Oh my!
Yeah,
well, that's a designation you don't want.
Yeah, but it's pretty fun though, watching what they pick.
That's
so
great.
So the different trophies, and then after all that, then we have a 5 o'clock mass at O'Gorman in the theater. So we go inside, and that's kind of the third phase. So you've got the first phase of the cruise in the morning. You got the car show in the afternoon with lunch, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And then by 5 o'clock that evening, we have mass. Up in the high school, again, the silent auction items are going on. And then we have a pig roast by Big Rig Barbecue. So Big Rig Barbecue is coming out, and they're going to be roasting whole pigs on location.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, that's like the best barbecue in town. I mean, that's And they're catering all that. So what a beautiful blessing and gift that they're doing. That's new this year. And then too, while you're enjoying that, you can get live music from our Gorman students. You got some Gorman students. They've got a garage band, and they're going to be playing.
I've seen some of the practices on Facebook Live, and I think they're going to be pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've got to check that out. I didn't even realize that. We're going to have to post that.
Yeah. So I think you want to. That's a nice feature to have. Those Gorman kids
doing
that.
I'm very excited about that. So they're it's brand new, and I know they're very excited about it as well. And so that's going to be a fun element. And then too, there's always, obviously we introduce all the seminarians, they get to offer their words of gratitude, and then too, they get a race on trikes.
Oh man.
And that's always a fun thing to watch them race. It's the chase for the chalice is what we call it. So we will have our defending champion, Chris Tibbetts will be there, and he's going to try to keep his title, but I don't know, there's a lot of new guys that are pretty quick that are coming up his alley. So
it's a good competition.
Yeah, so
that's great.
Yeah, and then basically in the evening too, we do have some beer that's offered as well in moderation, and then there's Father Brian Eckridge. I had to mention this. We actually have a priest, Father Brian Eckridge, who got ordained last year. He's going to come back and be our DJ. He's been our DJ every year.
Yep.
And so you're going to see a priest who's a really cool DJ.
Yeah.
Speaking of gifts, gifts you guys
exactly.
have had.
Exactly. Integrating it into your faith life. Yep.
Yes. Father Brian, he used to DJ dances and stuff at SDSU and when he was there as a college student. And so he's, continued that gift that God's given to him to help spread the gospel and to support seminary education. So
it's going to be a great day. All kinds of things. Again, go to the website, holysmokecarshow.org. Everything we've talked about this morning is right there. And the detail of it. So if you missed any of the times or the details of this, go to that and you'll find it. It's going to be a great day. I love the idea of a block party and in supporting a seminary in education. You can't beat it.
Fantastic day. All we need is you. All we need is people, our listeners, to come on out. Because we have an awesome, awesome event planned. You're going to enjoy it. It's fantastic. Come on out. Support us. Mission is free. Mission is free. HolySmokeCarShow.org if you want to register your car to come on out and support your seminarians.
Brother Haggerty, thanks so much for being with us today.
God bless you.
Well, Gene, time is something. I can't believe it's July.
It is. I heard somebody mention that this week that we were wrapping up June, and it just is a blur anymore. And I think some of that happens when you get older.
Yeah, maybe so. Anyway, this week we celebrate Independence Day. Always a wonderful celebration.
Great time to take pause and pray for the freedoms that we're blessed with.
All right. Well, that's our time for this morning on Catholic Views. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back next Sunday.